Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Like with Disney, which we discussed last week, we've seen hints that Fox News was leaning to the left, although we held out hopes they would come around, but now we realize that hope will never be realized. However, Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality and our guest again today, lost hope in the media, including Fox News, a long time ago. And back in 2013, wrote for American Survival, Inc., a 40,000-word report, unfair, unbalanced, and afraid, Fox News, growing pro-homosexual bias, and the National Lesbian and Gay Journalist Association. Thanks, Peter, for writing that report way back then, and thanks for being with us again.
Yeah, Diane, you're probably one of the few people who actually read it.
I've got a PDF copy of it on my computer, so.
There you go.
And I remember when you came to a DC group, I think, and talked about it, I believe. But anyway, that was...
Yeah, we tried to expose it, and we, like you said, we were hoping we'd have a good effect, but I'm afraid it's only gotten way worse at Fox, and now we've got, of course, we're talking about, I'm sure, the hiring of Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, as a contributor.
Absolutely.
And celebrating it at Fox News, of all places.
Yeah,
and with conservatives like these, who needs liberal media, right?
Yeah, and I understand perfectly. Yeah, and in that same year, when you released a report in 2013, in September of that same year, Fox News fired football analyst Craig James after one appearance on the network for comments he made the year before during his unsuccessful bid to become the GOP Senate nominee from Texas. You know, there was talk about how bad it was, et cetera, et cetera. But we still looked at Fox News for the news and supposedly conservative news. And what Craig...
Well, can I say something on that, Diane?
Yeah, go ahead.
Conservatives have to keep watching Fox News. I would never say don't watch Fox News because obviously they're still one of the conservative networks. But there are good alternatives now. And our main point here is if you think Fox News is committed to complete moral and Judeo-Christian truth, they're not. They've been giving to a gay journalist organization, the National Lesbian Gay Journalist Association, for decades now. Mm-hmm. They give a grant every year, and that was part of my report, and they've only gotten worse.
Yeah, what is that organization? What is that organization?
Lesbian and Gay Journalist Association, which they would purport to be like the Black Journalist Association or the Asian Journalist Association, except this one, of course, is built around an immoral behavior. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of news groups, not only Fox, all the major corporate media, they bend the knee to groups like this because they want to be tolerant. And what they're doing is what's the new trend, Diane, not new actually, now it's been going on for years, is they put openly gay or openly trans or openly bisexual journalists on the LGBTQ beat, as it were. And that is, there's a conflict of interest there. If you're a proud homosexual, you are rationalizing your life on the basis that a homosexuality is really a civil rights issue as opposed to a moral issue, that as opposed to a behavior opposed by God is sinful but changeable, thank God, through Jesus. Many people have left homosexuality, like my friend Stephen Black, ex-gays. You know, if you're considering that a civil rights issue and you're supposed to be covering that issue, well, what's going to happen? You're going to be skewed against a moral voice, which is exactly what's happened in the mainstream, so-called mainstream media now. You don't even see critical voices on homosexuality, and you barely see them on transgenderism. The media has become part of the homosexual and transgender lobby because they are basically activists who are pretending to be objective journalists.
Yeah, totally agree. When you look at the University of Pennsylvania swimmer, Leah Thomas, who has totally shattered all women's swimming records, and yet we have the mainstream media calling him a her, you know, using the quote unquote proper pronouns, et cetera. But I think the swimming issue is what has, well, not just swimming, the sports issue is what has really awakened Americans to the danger of transgenderism, and you know, that is the thing now, is where they're stealing women's sports or destroying women's records that will never be retaken by real biological women. I think that's really awakened, along with everything else that is happening in the schools, as they're normalizing the whole LGBTQ agenda, and parents are waking
that,
up to it.
I think that and the idea of pushing it on children.
Yeah.
Because I think the homosexual lobby, because as we talked about in the last episode, it's part, they're attached at the hip.
Yeah.
Homosexual, transgender, bisexual, and then insert your favorite perversion. The next ones are polyamorous, pansexuality, agender. There's so many new identities now. You need a PhD to keep track of them.
Yeah.
But when they started pushing on children and parents saw that, that was a step too far. And now you actually, I've been reading a lot lately of liberals who had their eyes open because they were fine with gay. But they couldn't abide the transgender promotion in schools. So you're seeing that happen. And I think you're right. The gay lobby went a step too far with this transgenderism. Now there's a huge backlash. And we can only hope that that backlash now extends to proud homosexuality itself. I mean, I think it's been a huge strategic blunder for conservatives to walk away from the homosexual so-called marriage issue.
Yep,
not you, Diane. You're a principled person, but a lot of conservatives have, because they think, oh, that's over. These same conservatives, curiously, have not walked away from the Roe v. Wade issue, even though the Supreme Court ruled on that one. You see conservatives totally intellectually inconsistent. They would never say that the Supreme Court decided the abortion issue, and yet somehow they're acting as if the Supreme Court has decided the marriage issue. No, they haven't. That was an unconstitutional decision. Mm-hmm. That was judicial activism. Who is the guy, the justice, who did that decision, Diane?
Anthony Kennedy.
Anthony Kennedy was the lead gay activist on the Supreme Court. Who knows why he was so committed to this issue, but he was the one who pushed it through more than any other. And why would we say that that issue is over? So hopefully we're going to see the blowback come and actually get back to this and get back to a principled stand, which is supporting men and women uniting in marriage. That's the core. And even saving sex for marriage. You know, we have to come out against this toleration of cohabitation among young people and everybody. You know, I'm so tired of meeting young people who are engaged, but they've already traveled the world before they're even married to places I'll never get to, Diane. You know, they're 26 years old and they've already taken a trip with their girlfriend to Hawaii. And I'm sitting here, you know, married for decades. Yeah. I haven't gone to Hawaii with my wife. You know, it's like, this is ridiculous.
There's too much sand and palm trees over there anyway. So too much water between here and there, as far as I'm concerned. But you're absolutely right. And when we have Planned Parenthood in the schools promoting, you know, quote unquote, safe sex and not denouncing sex before marriage. So much has been going on in the school system and entertainment media for decades that parents have not either been aware of or not been concerned about. And we now see the results of that. We see, as you're saying, cohabitation increasing. We see out of wedlock births, we see increase in abortions, which of course that's what Planned Parenthood wants anyway. But we see all this and we don't see, as you're saying, when we come to the marriage issue, hardly any conservatives talk about the need to fight that.
Well, the need to reverse Obergefell is one.
Absolutely.
And you talked about the effects. We talked about in the last show, Diane, is this incredible survey by Gallup, which shows that 1 in 5 Gen Zers identify as LGBTQ.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that isn't a national crisis point, I mean, that alone should create every conservative in the country to say how important this is. And it's not just about transgender. You know, we're talking about Fox News. I actually, Greg Gutfeld, who I like, he's a libertarian. He's hilarious. He's funny. He's, but take him for what he is. He's a libertarian conservative. But on the LGBTQ issue, he's only against trans. He's pro-gay, pro-homosexual, pro-gay marriage. And he's actually made fun of me and others who actually take on the homosexual issue. But Greg Gutfeld's line on transgenderism is, believe it or not, he says it's a threat to the gays because not people who would be coming out as homosexuals, he would never say the word homosexual, coming out as gay, are now coming out as trans, and that's depleting the gay population. This is how one of the leading personalities on Fox News framing the transgender issue. That is nuts.
It is.
And given that he's a funny man, that's pretty funny, actually, to actually frame the issue that way. Mm-hmm. Like the big threat is to gays, as opposed to families everywhere who are seeing their young kids identity stolen away from them by these crazy people who are posing as teachers, who are actually transgender advocates, transgender change agents in the schools. This is the Fox News that we're seeing now, where they're so radicalized now,
and they've
given up on the gay issue.
Absolutely, they have, and unfortunately, too many conservatives have, as you say. You know, Lawrence v. Texas need to be overturned, and we need also Obergefell to be overturned. And the Roe v. Wade debate has continued since 1973, but yet it is as if the marriage issue is settled, and it is not. It needs to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we see the left attacking Clarence Thomas because of things his wife did, as far as tweets and stuff, or not tweets, but messages, text messages his wife did on January 6th of last year. We don't hear anything about the fact that before the oral arguments were heard in the Obergefell case, that you have Ruth Bader Ginsburg performing a so-called same-sex marriage.
Right.
So, yeah, she's definitely not biased in her decision when it came down to that June, I think, 2015 decision.
She should have recused herself, and I think there was somebody else,
Elena
wasn't
Kagan.
There?
Elena Kagan, yeah. I believe, was the other one.
Yeah.
Of course, marriage is not in the Constitution, nor abortion. Neither one of those decisions should have been made by the U.S. Supreme Court. But, who cares what the Constitution says anymore? But anyway, back to Fox News, and they've leapt off the cliff. They've fallen off the cliff with their hiring of, quote-unquote, Caitlyn Jenner to be a commentator. I watched him. I don't know if it was the first time he was on. I guess it was when it was first announced. But he was a terrible commentator when it came to the issue. I'm sure that he may get better over time, but that's not going to change the fact that Fox News made a big mistake, and they're sending the wrong message when it comes to the transgender issue. They bought
into
it.
Yeah, and their lead, I think it's Suzanne Scott. I don't know her title at Fox, but she's one of the top. I don't know if she's a COO or whatever.
She's a CEO, I believe. Yeah, Suzanne Scott, CEO.
Yeah, she praised Bruce. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to think of him as Bruce Jenner. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with him as one of my heroes when he won the Olympics. And she praised him as a trailblazer in LGBTQ rights. Now, this is Fox News.
Yeah.
I think we need to say here that it's time for conservatives to spread out. Now, I'm watching Newsmax. I haven't been watching much OAN. And I know those networks also are pro-gay conservatives. So let's not pretend that any conservative network is actually principled. Well, it would be nice if we actually had a Christian. I guess CBN is probably the most consistent. The CBN network. They are the closest thing we have to an actual network that is actually Christian, because they are the Christian Broadcasting Network, and they do tell the stories of former homosexuals, which Fox refused to do. And as far as I know, one of the, maybe not the only time, but one of the rare times that Fox News had an ex-gay on was a long time ago when my friend Steve Bennett, who's been out of the homosexual lifestyle, he was considered himself gay for, I think, a long time. Then he got witnessed to by a Christian friend, and he left. He became a Christian. He left the lifestyle, got married, had two beautiful children. Steve Bennett was on Bill O'Reilly's show, and Bill O'Reilly was vicious to him. I mean, he was nasty to Steve Bennett on the air.
Fox,
you know, why hasn't Fox News ever taken on the ex-gay issue? This is how you know when Fox News calls itself fair, unafraid, and balanced. That's why I called my report that I did that we talked about the last show.
Right.
That's available on my website.
Yeah. Is it still up there?
I called it.
Is it still up there on your
website? It's still up there. Yeah, you can see the link. It's a long report. I think 40,000
words. 40,000
words,
right.
200 footnotes. And I called it they are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of talking about ex-gays. They're afraid of being too critical on homosexuality. They're not balanced because they will not feature, you know, Christians or anybody else who are directly critical on the homosexual issue. And so I like Fox News for what it is, but I've come to see that what it is not is really a bold truth-telling network.
Right.
They're very political, and unfortunately for us, they've gotten more political on the LGBT issue over the years.
In fact, Dr. Michael Brown wrote an article dealing with this, the Fox News hiring of Jenner, and he says, quote, "If you want biblically based views, go to people who base their lives on the Word of God. If you want news that is more conservative on some issues than the left-leaning network, go to Fox and some others. But by all means, do not confuse the two," unquote. And that's exactly what you're saying. Don't confuse.
Yeah, and you can find that on my website. We posted that article at AmericansForTruth.com, but Michael's absolutely right. Yeah. But it's been a sad thing because you tend to think, conservative.
Mm-hmm.
What does conservative mean? What are we conserving?
That's a good question, because Fox News is not, and so many other ones, they're not conserving the values that we had in the past as a nation. They're redefining the word conservative, I guess. And even
And I want to just, can I say something about Newsmax really quick, Diane?
Yeah.
I started watching Newsmax because I thought Fox, you know, Chris Wallace and Fox were unfair in their election coverage. So I like Newsmax, and I'm watching Greg Kelly once in a while, and he's really good. He's just an interesting guy. He started reading his Bible, apparently. I don't know if he's a new Christian or what, but he's talking about reading your Bible, and his eyes are being opened. And yet the same Greg Kelly says, you know, he keeps saying, oh, homosexuality, well, that's fine. He doesn't understand that the Bible does not give a way for us to just say that homosexuality is fine. The Bible talks about homosexuality as a sin, and a very grievous sin. And Romans 1 and various other passages in the Word of God. And so even like on Newsmax, and it's because of these gay conservatives like Rick Grenell and Guy Benson and Dave Rubin, you know, the rise of gay conservatives, these have literally been the most effective change agents on the homosexual side in the last 10 years have been the gay conservatives, because nobody's going to listen to some left-wing gay activist who's a Democrat, but they will listen when they hear gay conservative. They go, oh, okay, he's one of us. And they don't understand that they may be conservative on a number of issues.
Economic issues especially, seems like. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And Rick Grenell, I probably agree with Rick Grenell on foreign policy for the most part, but I don't believe in his crusade, his international crusade, which he launched under Trump to normalize homosexuality worldwide. Mm-hmm. And he would probably say that's not characterize it that way. But when, you know, when you're imposing America's so-called morality on homosexuality to the world, we're both against probably what happens in Saudi Arabia and these draconian these states that would actually kill homosexuals. I'm against that. But we are not for normalizing same-sex so-called marriage across the globe. We don't want the decadent values of the United States imposed on foreign countries. And Rick Grenell was part of an effort that is really working towards that end in some form. And Trump promoted him, and now he's a Trump advisor, in addition to being a Newsmax advisor.
Oh, is he a Newsmax advisor?
Yeah, I think he got hired on in some role at Newsmax. Wow. So, you know, it's the gay conservatives, which we have to really, we need to work on and telling people, look, I'll take the support of anybody who, you know, wants to contribute and is conservative on economic issues or whatever, or wants to vote for a Republican candidate, fine. But let's not pretend that there's some kind of Republican exemption in the Bible on homosexuality, as if, you know, you could sin on homosexuality. As long as you're a Republican, then it's okay. That's not how it works.
No, I don't think that line's in the scripture. And what about a History Channel? What did History Channel do recently about not just Bruce Jenner, but you'd mentioned another one earlier when we were all
Elliot Page, what they're doing, and I guess this is not unique to History Channel. This is all of big media.
Mean we can't trust the History Channel?
No, it's a shocker. I know, but they actually had a headline. I stumbled upon this. Is what it says, Diane. It says it's on our website too. You can see it. I took a screenshot. Caitlyn Jenner wins Olympic decathlon. And I think this is 1976 Jenner.
Yeah, July 30th.
That's the headline. So that if you were to read the story, you would think this woman and Caitlyn Jenner actually beat all the men in the decathlon. What a shocker. But it's actually just Bruce Jenner. And what happens is they call this dead naming. If you call Bruce Jenner, you don't refer to Caitlyn Jenner by Caitlyn Jenner, you say you're actually Bruce Jenner. That's who you were. That's who I knew you as. They call that dead naming. It's a hateful thing, according to the left. And so now all the websites, they go back through history and they change the name to the new transgender name. And they also did this for the actress Ellen Page, who was in the pro-life movie Juno, if you might remember. You go back now, and I saw Juno on the TV, and it was telling who the actors were. And now it says that Elliot Page was the star of Juno. Wow. When it was Ellen Page. And, you know, this is like the Soviet Union rewriting history and erasing communists that had fallen out of favor with the Kremlin. I mean, this is just nuts that they're rewriting history to appease the transgender agenda.
So what does the future hold as far as those in the future who read history and then with all this rewriting of history, and we've seen this going on in history books and everything else, but now they're doing it electronically. When you're looking at the History Channel or history.com or whatever the website is, that they're actually rewriting it. That
well,
has been
this
going
is
on
thought
for a
control.
Long time.
This is mind control. This is beyond what George Orwell could have were seen, mm-hmm. because the corporations that basically we worried about government censorship, and we still need to worry about it. That's what the First Amendment protects. But this is, they basically privatized a version of that, and they're allowing these companies who are all woke, yeah. in other words, cultural Marxists, basically, and they've all slavishly obedient to whatever LGBTQ activists want to do. And I mean, we see that with Biden and others, you know, President Biden actually coming out for these grotesque transgender operations.
Yeah, for kids. Yeah.
He's slavish in his devotion to this ideology and this movement. The problem is, Diane, you know, they say journalism is the first draft of history. Mm. Well, now history is being rewritten to accommodate this radical agenda. And I guess the only thing we can do is scream from the rooftops the truth. Yeah. You know, Bruce Jenner, who calls himself Caitlyn, is still a man. You can't change your DNA. You can mangle your body. I don't even know where he is on that, but you can grow fake breasts. You can cut off your genitalia. You can harm yourself physically. Yeah. You can put binders on kids. This is what they do. They take teen kids and they put binders on the girls so that they, you know, like in old ancient Japan, you know, they
bind their
breasts tight to their body so they can flatten their breasts so they look like boys. This is being done in the name of civil rights. This is a radical, evil, deviant, disgusting agenda when it comes right down to it. And Americans are finding out about it. And the good news is they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this is ridiculous. Don't tell me this is about helping people when you're condoning the destruction of sex organs of females and males at an age before their brains are even fully developed. Don't tell me you're about human rights.
Exactly. And too many counselors are on board with this too, because their licensing boards, whether they get a license or not, is dependent upon their answers to the questions from the licensing board. And if they're not on board for the LGBTQ agenda, then they're not going to get their license to be a counselor. You know, we look at in 2021, Glamour named quote unquote Caitlyn Jenner as Woman of the Year. And then this year, USA Today named Dr. quote-unquote Rachel Levin as one of the Women of the Year choices. So, and of course...
Then Babylon Bee, I think they're off Twitter right now because they jokingly called him Man of the Year, and it's actually not a joke at all. And they will not rescind that tweet, which I think is why they're not currently on Twitter.
Probably.
Or they're stall on Twitter. So they call that dead naming, and the other one is misgendering. Actually, that's misgendering because you're referring to a trans woman, so-called, as a man. But the biology is stubborn here because you can't change your DNA.
Yeah, and I think one of the major issues in D.C. is with Levin being, obviously, his title is Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, I believe is his title. And I think that has fastened the pace of Biden coming out with his transgender policies when it comes to kids. I think Levin is playing a major part in that, which is not surprising, but you know, that's what
The Democrats are the deviance party, and I really don't want to see the Republicans join them.
No, we definitely
and to have Fox News celebrating Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, as some kind of a hero is really, I think Mike Brown has it right.
Absolutely.
It's a very, he says it's the death knell of Fox.
Yeah.
And unless there's a turnaround of Fox, and I think Fox needs competition. So I think the best network on TV now is CBN, Pat Robertson's network, because they know that these wonderful stories of people leaving homosexuality and transgenderism behind, these are stories that no other media will almost on earth will tell.
Exactly.
And they're still telling them. And what a blessing that is.
Absolutely. How can folks contact you?
Yes, they can go to Americans for Truth. That's written out F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.com. And that Fox report is on the right there. Or you can also sign up for our FeedBlitz account. Also, Diane, we have a God's Voice conference coming up May 6th and 7th in Oklahoma City. And there's a story there. You could sign up to go to that in Oklahoma City about, you know, refuting this gay Christian thing that's creeping up. Mm-hmm. And then I also have on Twitter is at Peter LaBarbera on Twitter.
Okay, fantastic. AmericansForTruth.com and at Peter LaBarbera on Twitter. As long as they don't kick you off or put you in Twitter jail, you're okay.
Right.
Hey, you take care of yourself. And thanks so much for your activism all these years and for all the efforts you put
forth. Thank you too, Diane. You're one of my big heroes in the movement. And they're never going to move us. So they just basically have to try to block us out. So.
Yep. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah, people to get the word out for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you take care.
All right. God bless.
Okay. God bless you too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 1-800-273-1623 or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.